On the day of Myra's 15th birthday, Elia's pig weighed over 50 stones. Madame Zeroni had told him to carry the pig up the mountain on that day as well, but Elia didn't want to present himself to Myra smelling like a pig. Instead, he took a bath. It was his second bath in less than a week. Then he led the pig to Myra's. Igor Barkov was there with his pig as well. "These are two of the finest pigs I've ever seen," Myra's father declared. He was also impressed with Elia, who seemed to have grown bigger and stronger in the last 2 months. "I used to think you were a good-for-nothing book reader," he said, "but I see now you could be an excellent mud wrestler." "May I marry your daughter?" Elia boldly asked. "First, I must weigh the pigs." Alas, poor Elia should have carried his pig up the mountain one last time. The two pigs weighed exactly the same. Stanley's blisters had ripped open and new blisters formed. He kept changing his grip on the shovel to try to avoid the pain. Finally, he removed his cap and held it between the shaft of his shovel and his raw hands. This helped, but digging was harder because the cap would slip and slide. The sun beat down on his unprotected head and neck. Though he tried to convince himself otherwise, he'd been aware for a while that his piles of dirt were too close to his hole. The piles were outside his 5-foot circle, but he could see he was going to run out of room. Still, he pretended